Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Omid Beis in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simen Ayin Reish Beis, which deals with the halachos of wines that you can make Kiddush on. And yesterday we had a long discussion about optimal wine to be used for Kiddush, and we continue that discussion today, which wines are acceptable, preferable, and which are unacceptable. Sif Hei in the Mechaber. He writes, Yain Chai, that means undiluted wine, raw wine. Their wines were different than our wines. They would normally dilute their wines. They were made in a very concentrated way, and the normal way would be to dilute it. So if you wish to make Kiddush on raw wine, undiluted wine, Afilu Mu Chazok D'Dare Achad Los Maya, I skipped the Ramo, we'll say that in a second, even if you were to go and have such raw wine that normally requires the dilution of three parts water to one part of this wine, Mikachinolov, it's acceptable to go and use this wine. The Ramo said over here that this Chazok D'Dare means Pirish Shiroi Lehimozik, that it's supposed to normally be diluted. Again, the normal way that they had wine was it was very, very concentrated, and nobody would normally drink it so concentrated, they were diluted with three parts water to each part of wine. But the Mechaber is telling us, if somebody, in fact, wished to make Kiddush on such wine, he brings down that this is acceptable. Now, he continues and he writes, Mikol Mokum, nevertheless, Yosu Tov L'Mozko, it would be preferable to go and dilute the wine in the normal way, Uvavachei Mozul Kiroi, as long as you're diluting it in the normal way. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel that it would be preferable to do this, Hainu Kishum Mitzvah in a Muvchor, because you're performing the mitzvah in a more optimal way. It is acceptable to use the undiluted wine, but since the normal way was to dilute it, that is preferable mitzvah min hamuvchar. Sivkot Yud Dalet, but you have to dilute it in the normal way. Hainu Shelo Yachli Shenu Yosim Yidar, don't over dilute it, where it still may be considered Bori Priya Gofen, but it wouldn't be appropriate to use this for Kiddush. And he brings down in Dershu foot number 13 that nowadays we really don't dilute wine. And he brings down from Avosin's Atzal Neshev and Alevi, Shiesh Yenos Chazokim Shenitan Lemozgum, that we do have some wines today that are able to be diluted. However, Tzorech Lizar Shehistishar Torres Hayayin Shabo. You have to make sure that you don't dilute it so much that it's no longer called wine, but it's called flavored water. And he brings that as well from Chaim Kanievsky in the name of his uncle, the Chazonish Tzatzal, Shekayom Efshol Hosifat Shlish, that while you may be able to dilute it three parts to one, but not all wines are the same, and one has to be very careful. He brings that as well from Shelo Tzuvus Orlutzion, Shefshol Hosifat Chaitzi, you could go a 50% dilution. And if the wine is very strong, maybe you could do it three parts to one in a dilution. But one has to be very careful that it has the taste of wine still left in it. And he says, certainly, if you're buying store-bought wine, it's already been diluted. We have to be very careful with this. He also brings down Rav Yashiv Zatzal. Right, Shakol Toli B'minah Mekomos. It depends on the place, the custom in the place, how weak the wine is that people drink. If they're accustomed to drinking very strong wines, then if you dilute it too much, it's a problem. If they're accustomed to drinking this very diluted wine, then it may not be a problem. We continue with the Mishneh Berurah. Sivkot Yudalit. If you really just have flavored water, it has a little bit of the taste of wine to it, but it's essentially flavored water. So then, if you make a bar piya gofen and make kiddush on it, it's a bracha levatala v'einu yotzin yidei kiddush. And he brings down from the chayyadim that you would not be yotzi in this situation kiddush, because you're really just making kiddush on flavored water, which you can't make kiddush on. And he says, we're going to discuss this more in the upcoming Se'ifim. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, V'yeno shalonu yose tovim heim below meziga. He brings down from the name of the Torah, this is very true in our days especially, that our wines today do not need to be diluted, and they're actually preferable not to dilute them. If you buy a bottle of wine from the store, almost nobody would dilute that wine, and therefore one should not dilute it. One should make kiddush on the regular wine that we purchased today. Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Yayin smukim, raisin wine. Wine made from pouring water on raisins, mikachin alav, is acceptable to make kiddush on it. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Tesvav explains, Hainu shenasa hayayim anovim shenitztamku. This wine is made from grapes that have dried out, like raisins. And this is true, bein shenitztamku mechama. This is true whether they dried out naturally from the sun, or whether something was done to them through fire to make them go and become dried out raisins. He says, while you may not be able to have used it in the Beis HaMikdash for libations, it is still good for Kiddush, as we had a whole discussion yesterday with various types of grape juice. And the way that one makes raisin wine, Shalokeach hatzibukim, you take the raisins, the kochon, and you grind them up, you chop them up, the nosen aleihem mayim, and you pour water on them, the toses, and you let it sit and ferment. And if it sits in this water for 3 days and it ferments in it, so now it's called raisin wine. That's how you make raisin wine. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Tez Zayin. Kasa b'sefer b'chor shor, it brings down from the b'chor shor. That which we learned previously when we were talking about the brachos on wine and on grape juice and on various types of wine products, grape products, that which we learned there in the Ramah, the echod mishisho yayin b'mayim, that the maximum dilution that you could do is 6 parts of water to 1 part of wine, vaday botel, the ein mevarchen lo bar piagofen. Beyond that dilution, you definitely aren't called wine, you're definitely that place called flavored water. He says, however, af bekan tzarich lizor litain smukim kol kach b'mayim ad shiu hatzimukim ma'at yoser me'echod mishisho neged amayim. When you're dealing with raisins over here, you have to make sure that you don't dilute it that much. You should make sure that you have less than a 6-to-1 ratio of water to the raisin. De'ilav hachi, because if you don't do this, tiyah brachal v'atala, you're not really making it then on raisin wine, you're making it on raisin-flavored water, and it would be brachal v'atala. And the lo odif me'ilu, how you call that smukim yayin, and that would be no different than if all the raisins over here were wine. If the dilution is too much, it is no good. And it brings down the cost of the misharin in es godel hatzimukin, kemoshin is havu, achar shenofru ayide hamayim. The way you measure the raisins to have the 6-to-1 ratio is you allow them to be swollen up with the water, and you measure that 6-to-1 ratio. Alokishas nisinos of mayim, and not that the volume that they were when you put them into the water, which is a smaller volume. However, he brings down from the Yad Ephraim in Simen Reish Dalet, Mefakvik Olobazah, he disagrees, and says also, V'chein der b'derech ha'chaim, derech ha'chaim also says, Cholik olov b'pshitus b'zeh. He simply disagrees, and he says, V'sover, the misharinun hatzimukim, that you measure out the raisins in this situation at the time of insertion with the water, kifi eis nisi, nosin l'mayim, when you put them into the water, v'lo kifi nefichosin achakach, not the amount that they swelled up afterwards with the water, because the nefichosin, the swelling, hurak ayidei hamayim sheniklusubam, that's really just water that is causing it to be swollen up, and that would be a mistaken amount of additional dilution that you might think you could add. Then he points out, Vinei yesh poskim shesovrim. There are those poskim, and he brings down in the Sharetzi on Oschav Zayin, from the Chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger, who brings down the Tashbeit, says also Mekel in this situation. Shesovrim the kozman sheyesh bo tam yayin, as long as it still has the taste of wine. Yayin mikri, it's still called wine, despite the dilution. And he brings this down as well to tell you, look in your Redeya, Simen Kuvchav Gimel, and in the Ramah over there. Mikol Makom, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Kol Yarei Shamayim Yizor B'zeh. One shouldn't take this lenient opinion lightly, and if one has the ability not to follow this lenient opinion, it's better. Dikvar Nivsak B'Yoredeya Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet Sif Hei, Uleel B'Simen Reish Dalet Sif Hei B'Hagah. In these places in Shulchan Aruch, Debot Lo B'Echod Mishishim Mayim, that it is no longer considered wine if you have a dilution of more than 6-to-1. So one shouldn't take leniently this opinion that it's still called wine, if it has a taste of wine, if it's more than that dilution. Ustam yayin shalonu, yesh bo bevadei shirazeh, v'yuchol l'kadei shalom. And he says, our simple wines are certainly well within the acceptable dilution, and therefore it's not a problem to make kiddush on it. And he tells you, ayin in the bir halocha, mashikosav de b'shem tshuvas mishkinos Yaakov. And you can see this, tshuvas mishkinos Yaakov, inside the bir halocha, the Chofetz Chaim states over there in Dibra Maskum, mekachin alav. He says, I found the tshuvas mishkinos Yaakov. He says you really should count the dilution over here as to the amount of the juice that comes out of the raisin and not from the size of the raisin itself. And he says, and he says the maximum dilution you should have is 4-to-1, or 4 parts of water to 1 part of the juice that comes out of the raisin. And he says as well, Af mi shechanino Hashem sheicholus biyodov, somebody has Baruch Hashem been blessed by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he has the financial ability to do so. Bevadai mitzvah livror yayin tov v'yofe l'kiddush. A person should take the best possible wine that he can afford to make kiddush on. Kidei lotzeis yidei kol hachashoshos, in order not to put yourself into any bidyevet situations, into any machlokis situation, and make as much as you possibly can a l'chatchila according to everybody. And also, as well, l'kayim mitzvah min ha-mochor, to make sure that you're doing the mitzvah in the most optimal way, even if it may be acceptable in another way, even l'chatchila, you're not doing it in the most optimal way. So if a person has been blessed by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, one should do so as best as he possibly can.
But Mikol Makom
says he does bring down that there are poskim who are more makel, as brought down by the Rosh and the Tor in Yerideya, the Tam Yain Levad Mikra Yain. There is this valid opinion. It says as long as it has the taste of wine, no matter how much it's been diluted, it's still called wine. So he says, Ein lanu lachach miyosim imashe tiku kama gedolim divrei habechor shor. We shouldn't be more machmir than the opinion of the Bechor Shor. Again, one should ideally, if he can afford to, not rely upon this, but certainly one shouldn't be machmir to say it's not a good kiddush if you have at least a 6-to-1 ratio. Not more than 6 parts water to 1 part of wine. And certainly if you have less than that dilution, it certainly would be acceptable. Dishu, footnote number 14, has additional dinim about this, Ayin Shom. Now we go to the Ramah in Sivvav. The Ramah says, that which we said that raisin wine is good, Vu shiyesh behen lachluchis kitzas below shvia. That's when the raisins aren't so totally dried out that they don't have any moisture in them, no liquid in them, without being rinsed in water. They should have at least a little bit of liquid inside of them before you rinse them in the water. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Zayin, wrote Solomar, Shim eino yotze mehem shum lichluchis, if there is no liquid that could come out of them, achim yidruchum biregel, even if you press them with your feet, o yatsum bekoru, or you put a beam and you put them in some sort of a press, and no liquid will come out from the raisins, el aide shriyo bavad, except by soaking them in water, then ein mekachin lo. That's not called raisin wine. That basically would just be water that's flavored with raisins. And even in that situation, afilu bar priyat gofen ein mevarchin lo, you wouldn't even be entitled to make a bar priyat gofen, never mind kiddush. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says, Shimre yayin ochar tzanim, shenosan alei amayim. If you have the dregs of wine, commonly referred to also as lees, or you have the chartzanim, the pits of the grape, and you soak them in water, shenosan alei amayim. Im roi levarech alav bar priya gofen, if you are able to make the bracha bar priya gofen on it, i.e. it has a status of wine, so then it also has the status of wine in terms of kiddush, mekachin alav. And the Ramah says, we've learned these halachos previously, v'ayin le'el simen reish dalet siv hey, as the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Ches tells us, that Shom Mivar Eze Shimer Yain V'Chatzanim Shemivar Chaleim. Exactly what are the details in terms of when you make a Bar Priya Gofen on this water that's poured on the lees or on the pits of the grapes. Sivches. The Mechaber writes, Mikachin Al Yain Mavushal, you are allowed to go make Kiddush on wine that has been boiled. V'Al Yain Sheyesh Bodvash, or on wine that has had honey added to it. That is the first opinion that he brings down, and this is brought down in the name of the Tur, in the name of the Bala Itur, Tosos, in Baba Basra, based upon the Yerushalmi, and the Rosh, and the Ran, and many other poskim. However, he brings down the Yesh Omrim. This is the Rabbeinu Shemaya, in the name of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, that says you cannot. She'ein mekachin aleim. So you have a fundamental machlokis over here. Can you use boiled wine, what we would call Yayim Avushal, which is critically important in terms of making sure that if a non-Jewish person or an irreligious Jewish person were to touch it, it turns it into a problem in terms of your being able to drink it. It has the status of stam yenam, and it's a concern of yayin nesach, wine that has been used by a non-Jewish person for libations for his avodah zarah. And likewise, the same thing applies with dvash, with wine that has honey in it. So the first opinion says that you can use these for kiddush. And the second opinion says you can't. The Ramah paskins hagov v'haminug l'kadish alav afilu yesh lo yayin acher. We halachically paskin that you can use wine that is mavushal or wine that has honey added to it, even if you have other wine. But that other wine eino tov k'mo mavushal o sheyesh bo dvash. So the pecking order is as follows: you should ideally not use yayin mavushal or yayin that has honey added to it, or as we'll see, sugar added to it, if you have an equally good, easily available other wine that doesn't have those problems. However, if you do have not as good a wine, and as we pointed out yesterday in the Piskei Tshuvos, sometimes by trying to get a more perfect wine in terms of not being mavushal and not being sweet, but you're actually getting an inferior wine that may not be able to be good for kiddush for various other reasons. So then, if you only have this sweetened wine with honey or sugar, or you only have mavushal wine, but it's a good quality wine, it's preferable to use that than to use an inferior type of wine that is not mavushal or doesn't have honey in it. Now, let's see inside in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Tes. Svirulei, the Mechaber holds in his first opinion, Daide calls it by the addition of making it mavushal or putting in honey or sugar, ein mishtan hayan l'griusa. That doesn't worsen the wine. It doesn't make it an inferior wine. By Yesh Omrim, that which we brought down in the name of the Reinu Shmai and the Reinu Shlomo, the Yesh Omrim disagrees. Svirulei, the mishtan l'griusa. It makes it an inferior type of a wine. And they would hold, v'afilu bar priyat gofen ein mevarchan aleihem el shahakol. They would hold that it's not called wine anymore. It's now called a liquid that you make a shahakol on. Now, the issue footnote 17 brings down, this is in regards to mevushel, totally boiled wine, because the tam of the wine is changed to an inferior quality according to these opinions of the Yeshomrim. However, if you just go and pasteurize the wine, that's a much lower level than boiling it. So then, Rav Shlomo Zalman paskin zatzal shebizeh l'chol ha'deos b'rchos ha'bar p'yugofen. Then everybody would agree that you make a bar p'yugofen on pasteurized wine. It doesn't cause it to change its taste. So it doesn't cause it to be less than it was beforehand. And you can even go and pasteurize wine of Shvius. It's not a problem. And he says it still would have the halachic problems of maga shel nochri if a non-Jewish person touched it. That's how much pasteurized wine is not called yayin mevushel. And there's also the opinion of a Yashiv. And he says, yayin mipustar, pasteurized wine, lo hishtane shemo v'taymo. It doesn't lose its name of wine or its taste, and therefore it is considered in the Gzeira of Chazal, she'asru yayin shenogu v'nochri, and this is included in the Gzeira. It's not like yayin mevushel, it's not included in the Gzeira. That's how much so pasteurized wine doesn't halachically change the status of wine, according to these poskim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chof says, what is this wine that has honey in it? He says it's something like ke'en konditon, which is a wine that's brought down in the Gemara, shenase miyayin udvash upilpulin, which is made from wine and honey and peppers. Vafilu minishtana taime virecha ayedeze, and it even is called wine according to this first opinion, even if its taste is changed and its aroma is changed via the addition of these things. Sivkan chafalef, according to the second opinion, the Yeshomim ein mekachin aleihem. Afilu minosam bo dvash koshu. The Rambam says even if you have a little bit of honey added to the wine, that makes it called yayin that yesh bo dvash. Those people that put in honey into the wine to make it sweeter, or they add sugar to it, this opinion would include any amount of honey or sugar that you put into wine, according to this Rambam. The issue for number 18 brings down, in a place where the grapes are inferior and you need to sweeten them, so then the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayin Weizatzal, brings down, Shadino Toli B'machlokizet, that would be dependent upon this machlokas. According to this Yesh Omrim, you have to be machmir. Even if they have inferior grapes here, you're not allowed to make them better by adding sugar or honey. However, Likur Adin Halacha Kedei Arishona, but we don't paskin like this Yesh Omrim. As the Ramah had mentioned, we paskin like the first opinion over here, that you can make kiddush on wine that has honey in it, as the Ramah also says, Kivan Shi'evsho B'inyan Acher, especially if you have no alternative. The aim is a Mishum Chumra, and it's not a Chumra over here to use such wines, to abstain from using such wines. It perfectly is acceptable if you don't have any alternative. Sivkan Chaf Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah said you can follow the first opinion and use these honey-sweetened wines or sugar-sweetened wines. The Alkein Mutul Avashal et Simukim, therefore you're allowed to go and boil the raisins, Ulesanin Hayayin, and strain out the wine so you get all the dregs out from there, Ulekadish Lov, and make Kiddush on this, and this brought down the Mechayodim. However, the Yesh Machmirim, the Lo Nikra Yayin, there are those that say that it's not called wine, Achie Toses Shloshes Yomim Achan Bishlat Smukim, that you should wait, as we pointed out, till it's fermenting. After 3 days, it begins to ferment a little bit, and therefore you should go and wait 3 days for using raisin wine, and this is worked out as well from the Sefer Achai. Finally, Sivkot and Chav Kimmel in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, She'enu Tov V'chulei, that such wine is preferable to use if you don't have is equally good wine that's not mevushel and didn't have honey added to it. Dimhim Shavim, however, if they're identical, you have both available, Yayin mevushel and Yayin that's not mevushel. Yesh Lachush L'dasa Yeshomim, then you should be concerned about this Rabbeinu Shmaya over here, this Yeshomim. Shemachmirim Bezeh Shalol L'kadish. Why ignore that opinion if you have equally available to you a wine that's not mevushel, doesn't have honey added to it? Well, in bracha, how do we paskin in the bracha? For our nivsak leal b'pshitus b'simin reish beis sif aleph, we've already paskin over there that we don't follow this opinion of the Yesh Omrim, the Rabbeinu Shmaya over here, the mevarich alav bar priya gofen. We do in fact make a bar priya gofen. That concludes today's shir.